Welcome to the Hope United Podcast, where we're creating a culture of worship, family, and discipleship. We hope this message challenges, inspires, and gives you hope today. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe.
Well, I am happy to have Pastor Pete up on the stage with me today to talk about this wonderful topic. We've been talking about gratitude over the last few weeks, and wow, sometimes you're tested in that to see if you can remain thankful at all times. The name of the series is At All Times, and we've been talking about this principle straight out of Psalm 34:1 that says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. And that's really a principle for us right now, you know, and in difficult seasons. Can we sustain an attitude of gratitude? It's easy to be thankful in good times, but can we find things to be thankful for even in difficult times, even in adversity? And so this is a real key that unlocks the kingdom for us. Last week we talked about how in 1 Thessalonians it says that it's God's will for us to be thankful, right? 1 Thessalonians 5:18, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Why is it that God wants us to be thankful at all times? Because he wants to unlock his good plans for us. And so today specifically, I'm excited about this. We're going to talk about when we sow thanksgiving, we reap a full life. Somebody say that. Sow thanksgiving, reap a full life.
Amen. And, you know, I just want to say, it's Pastor Josh, one of the first parts of this series was when you are squeezed, what do you do? And little did I know that for the past 3 weeks, my dad hasn't moved, not talking. And then coming top of it, Pastor Clarence, who's so dear to my heart, went home to be with the Lord this week. What do you do in circumstances like that? And I was reminded of the scripture, I will bless the Lord at all times. Yes. You see, when we praise, even in those circumstances when we are squeezed, I mean, that was so perfect for me, because here was I flying down to Jamaica, not knowing what to expect, and go and see my dad who was so vibrant, not moving. But I continue to bless the Lord, because God already spoke to me that, hey, son, no matter what you're going through, you're going to praise me. And I said, God, before I fly back to the States, I would love to hear my dad's voice. Would you know that all my dad said to me, that I was able to come back praising God just the same, not having spoken for days, he looked up and opened his eyes, and he said, son, you're here? That's it. And I said, yes, I am. And I said, you see, when you praise God, it doesn't matter how that door seems closed. God will come through for you. So, you know, I'm just so blessed for this series. And Pastor Josh, the thing I wrote down, because praise or gratitude is not an external thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if you guys remember that, but I wrote that down because it's so easy to put on a show. Yeah. But when you have that praise on the inside, when nobody's around you and you're so squeezed, all you can do is praise. And when you praise in that situation, my God, God comes through. You find yourself at peace. That's why that song a while ago, Shalom, 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 you are my peace. That's the inside praise, the inside gratitude that comes out when you're squeezed and you don't know what to do, but you know that God can.
I love it. Yeah. I was looking at Galatians 6, 7 through 9, which says, don't be misled. You cannot mock the justice of God, or you cannot, you can't change how God does things, right? And it says, you will always harvest what you plant. Those who live only to satisfy their own sinful nature will harvest decay and death from that sinful nature. But those who live to please the Spirit will harvest everlasting life from the Spirit. So let's not get tired of doing what's good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. And this passage really brings to focus what we're planting. Yes. Like in our lives, what type of seeds are we planting? And specifically, we've been talking about the concept of planting gratitude and what type of harvest that can bring back into our life. So if we plant things like Thanksgiving, we're going to reap a rich harvest in our life. Our words, your words, are like seeds. They will grow up and become a harvest.
Yes.
So think about that. Every time you open your mouth, you are planting something. You're planting something in the environment around you. So what's so powerful about Thanksgiving is when you plant Thanksgiving, you're going to reap a rich harvest of God's goodness. But we have to be careful, right?
Amen.
Not to sow the wrong seeds, because every time we speak, we're planting something. Those seeds grow up, and they become a harvest.
Amen. It's forgive me for the paper. I tell you, technology sometimes, I had it all in the phone, and thank God for backups. Thank God for backups, because if I didn't write what the Lord laid on my heart, then I would have been in trouble this morning. But Pastor Josh, that is so true. And you know what I wrote? Because I was sharing with Pastor Josh last night that as I prepared for this sermon, the reality that, Bishop, we hear the scripture that whatsoever we sow, that's what we reap. I want to say to us this morning, it is not a fairy tale. It is a fact. It is a fact. If we doubt it, you walk around constantly being depressed, constantly being down, constantly talking down yourselves, sowing seeds even in our own lives that destroy us. Oh, I'm no good. Or you speak about your children. Oh, they're such a bad child. The seeds we sow will always come back to us. That harvest will come back. So as I listen to this series that Pastor Josh is on, I had to stop and change my attitude. My attitude is, it doesn't matter what's going on in my life, I'm going to praise God. It doesn't matter what's surrounding me, I choose to praise God. I choose to sow the seed of praise, knowing that from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Right. Therefore, if I don't have praise inside of me, that's why Pastor Josh, I didn't have this in my notes. Some Christians go, oops, when they use a swear word.
Yeah.
No, what's inside of you that you're going to use a swear word? Now, if praise is inside of you, no matter what's happening, then you're going to say, oh, Lord, I thank you because I know you're going to come through for me.
Yeah. So good. Yeah. And these words, right, they have the power to modify things in our lives, right?
Yes.
There was a scientific study done on plants, and they had two different groups of plants, right?
Amen.
Same plants, but they separated them in two. And the first group of plants, they spoke to these plants negatively, right? And the other group, they spoke to them positively. They said, hey, you're going to grow, you're going to thrive, you're going to be, you know. And you probably guess what happened, right? The results showed that the positive environment that the one group of plants were in, it caused them to grow. They grew larger, they were stronger. Plant seeds under the influence of positive words had a greater germination rate, and these plants grew taller, larger, healthier than those in a negative environment. And it's crazy to see how our words can have an effect on our environment, even down to a microscopic level.
Yes.
When we speak gratitude into our atmosphere, good things, godly things,
Amen.
Are produced.
Amen.
Whatever you sow, you will reap.
Amen. I'll use an experience from my dad. You know, he wasn't just the builder, just wasn't a contractor, but he had coffee farm, he had pimento farm, and the big one was the Scotch bonnet pepper that he planted. Now, the farm next to him, they kept saying, don't plant the Scotch bonnet because they don't grow here. My dad says, hey, I'm going to plant it because the Lord laid it on my heart, and it will produce a harvest. Now, let me tell you something. If you speak like the scripture says, and this research did, if you speak to whatever situation you have, And you tell God that, God, I'm going to praise you through these circumstances because I know in whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that he will come through for me no matter what. Guess what? That the peppers came, and the farmer next door was asking, what happened? He spoke a positive word over the plan. I dare us this morning to start to praise God in the circumstances and say to the enemy, guess what? It doesn't matter what is happening in this my life. I'm going to praise you because I know that, God, you will come through for me. Because the word says what? God always got your back. He that has begun a good work in us is well able to do what? Complete it. So, God, I'm going to praise you no matter what.
Amen.
That's so good. Genesis 1:11. Then God said, let the land sprout with vegetation, every sort of seed-bearing plant, and trees that grow seed-bearing fruit. And these seeds will then produce the kind of plants and trees from which they came. And that's what happened. Every seed produces after its own kind.
Yes. Amen.
You can't expect to plant negativity or sow negativity and reap a positive or godly harvest. The only way you're going to get a godly harvest, a powerful, rich, and good harvest is from sowing things like thanksgiving. Amen. Like gratitude. So every seed that we plant is going to produce a different type of harvest. So I'm thinking about what type of words I want to sow into my atmosphere. I'm not just unintentionally planting words. I want to be intentional about when I get up, I say, thank you, God, for this day. And I begin to declare some things over my day. I begin to speak some things over my day. And I begin to practice thanksgiving and sow thanksgiving. Thanksgiving brings forth the fruit of God's goodness in your life. Scripture tells us in James 1:17, every good and perfect gift comes from above, coming down from the Father. Now, when we interact with him like this, planting and sowing seeds of thanksgiving, it brings forth the harvest of God's goodness.
Amen. You know, something that I had in the notes, and the Holy Spirit brought it back just now, and then I'll comment on this as well, is the enemy doesn't know what's in your heart. And the enemy cannot do to you nothing that you haven't spoken. Because only God knows what's in our hearts. So guess what? I tell you, that thing blew my mind. If we continue to speak negative, the enemy uses that negative word to destroy us. Stop talking that the devil did this and the devil did that. We allow him to when we speak it. But if we speak praise and if we continue to glorify God, if we plant that seed, Pastor Josh, the only thing that can come back to us are godly things. So I'm excited about that. And just imagine, we are walking around, like Pastor Josh said, we get up in the morning, and the first thing out of our mouth is, I will bless the Lord at all times. The first thing out of my mouth is, God, I thank you for life. Amen. Do you know how many people in this world didn't wake up this morning? But we are alive and we are here. So guess what? When we plant the seed of gratitude, Psalm 46 comes back and says, God is my refuge. What you're going to reap is a harvest of godly things. God being our refuge, God being our strength, God being our present help in time of trouble. He will heal you. He'll deliver you. My God, you just name it. As a matter of fact, this is what the Lord said to me. Son, instead of talking all those things, just understand that when we sow the seed of praise, we are investing in our eternity.
That's so good. One of the things that I really love about ancient Israel is how before they would reach any major milestone or go into any new chapter, they would go back and rehearse what God had done for them. And this is so important for us as Christians. Every time we come up on a major milestone, a major decision, a new chapter, go back and rehearse. At every major decision, go back and rehearse. Make it a pattern of your life. Go back, rehearse the miracles, rehearse what God has done in your life in times past. Rehearse the times that God came through for you. Yes. Rehearse and be thankful. I'm telling you, it is a those are powerful seeds to sow.
Yes.
To rehearse and be thankful. I'm thankful for the people that God has brought into my life.
Amen.
Matter of fact, I'm thankful for the people that God has brought out of my life.
Amen.
Rehearsing and being thankful is so important because it opens up the door for God to do more of the same.
Amen.
When I am sowing the seed of thanksgiving, I am inviting God to do more of the same of that same thing I'm being
Amen.
Thankful for.
Amen.
And I say, God, thank you for giving me good health. I'm inviting God to give me more good health. Thank you, God, for my family. I'm inviting God to enrich my family. And so when we're thankful, we rehearse what God has done, and we're thankful, it brings more of the goodness, the same goodness, back into our lives.
Amen. You know, even when we were singing in praise and worship, and I think of this part of the scripture, of the message, I'm reminded, it's approximately 38 years ago when I lay on the operating table in London with a brain tumor.
Yes.
And all my mother did outside the operating room looking through the glass in London was praise God. She praised God, she praised God, she praised God. And I remember her telling me that some of the nurses thought she was a fanatic, the way she praised God, with her son being on the operating table. And the nurse said to her, do you know that 80% of this operation doesn't work? And she looked at them and she said, it might not work for 80%, but I'm going to be the 20% because I know who God is. She rehearsed and rehearsed and rehearsed what God had done. I remember the doctors telling me I wouldn't live to be 20 because of the heart condition they claimed I had. Well, I'm 60 years old and counting, to God be the glory. And every time the ticker tends to behave weird, I say weird, not badly, weird, I remind God of his promise to me. And God told me that the heart will not take me out of here. So I speak to the enemy in that situation, and I said, God is my Jehovah Rapha, and the heart, God, I know one day God will call me home, but I declare in Jesus' name, I remind the enemy that, guess what, and I remind God of his promise to me, that the heart will not take me out, and to God be the glory, I am still here. So what we've got to do in our circumstances, no matter what the enemy says, remind God of his promises, because he is not slack concerning his promise. His word is yea and amen. And if God said it, it is so.
Amen. I think I could just sit down and you could. Once hope was just a dream.
Yes.
It was just a seed that God had given my parents. But when we put the water of obedience by moving down here and we showed the sunlight of faithfulness, it became a beautiful harvest. It became this harvest that we've seen over the last 29 years. God starts with something small.
Yes, he does.
It's like a seed. And when you plant it, and you water it, and you show it some sunlight, it becomes a beautiful harvest.
Yes.
God wants us to see the things that he's put in our spirit to plant and sow, because he wants to bring forth a beautiful harvest. There are some things that we should be thankful for.
Yes.
Amen.
I'm thankful
Amen.
For the opportunity to pastor such a beautiful group of people. I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for the opportunity to come down here to South Florida and fulfill what God sent us to do.
Yes.
There's something about thanksgiving that becomes a seed in the ground, and it produces more of the same. When we're thankful, when we give testimony to what God has done, it's an invitation to him to do it again. I hope we catch this principle today.
Yes.
When we're thankful, we're inviting God to do it again. Amen. When you're thankful, that's right. You're inviting God to do it again. Amen. When we're thankful, we are taking that remembrance of what God has done and we're planting it into the soil of our atmosphere. It's just God's nature to multiply that thanksgiving. It's just God's nature to multiply those seeds into a harvest.
That's just who God is. When I thought about it and I said, the scripture says, hear the conclusion of the whole matter. I choose today to praise God. I choose. Can we today? You don't even need to look at somebody in your spirit right now. Forget about everything else that might be happening in your life or life, I might say. Because every now and again, Pastor Josh, the enemy reminds me that Dad has not spoken since he says you are here. Yeah. But in spite of all of that, crying even after losing, well, I wouldn't say losing because the Lord reminded me when I felt sad of Pastor Clarence going home that to be absent in the body is to be present with the Lord. So while we're human beings and we feel down that he is not here, my God, what is the seed of gratitude we're doing? It's for our eternity. Pastor Clarence has now reaped that seed. Huh? So I dare us, even as Pastor Josh is about to close, I dare us to change our mindset.
Yeah.
Come on, Pete.
Change our mindset. You see, this message, as I shared with Pastor Josh last night, God has been working on me that, Pete, stop being negative. Stop speaking negative. So I have changed my mindset to praise regardless of, in spite of, no matter what. Even when the body speaks to me and like, hey, hold up. By his stripes, I am healed.
Yeah.
Even when the bank account seems down, you promise to supply all my needs according to your riches and glory. It is not, and I'm going to close my section with this. It is not an external thing. It's an internal thing. So when we find ourselves, and you notice I include myself, when we find ourselves staying negative, ask ourselves the question, what seed am I sowing? What's on the inside? Is it praise at all times or just conveniently? And I, Pastor Josh, the thing that I can't get out of my mind, I don't want to be like that spoiled child that's only thankful when I get something. I want to be that like Jesus, where even when he was on the cross, he said, not my will. That was a praise, you know. Not my will, but thy will be done. If we stay in an attitude of praise, we're going to get to the place where it's not about us, but it's sowing for eternity. And then, guess what? God will always come through.
The more we've talked about this topic throughout this month, I really have realized that if we sow the seeds of gratitude, we will have a full life, full of good things, full a full measure of what God wants to pour into our lives. And I am praying that we will think on these things. We will meditate and we will, Psalm 34, we will bless the Lord at all times.
Hallelujah.
And we make a habit of it.
Yes.
That when we get up in the morning, the first thing that we say is, thank you, God, fill in the blank.
Amen.
Thank you, God, for fill in the blank. What a way to start your day.
Yes.
What a new pattern to start.
Yes.
What a way to frame your day and frame your week.
Yes.
To enter his gates every morning with thanksgiving.
Amen.
Will you bow your head with me? God, I thank you, Lord, for each and every person that's here today. God, I pray that you stir up a spirit of thanksgiving. God, that in this season, it would not just be about the decorations or eating different foods, but God, that we would understand the spiritual principle of thanksgiving. God, it is so powerful, so immersive, that when we sow that, we reap a rich harvest of your goodness in our lives. God, I thank you for that. And I thank you, God, that you would help us see it, help us find gratitude, even in difficult moments. God, that we can sustain thanksgiving throughout our life. And God, I thank you, Lord, for each person that's here today. And maybe there's somebody that says, Pastor, I'm not where I need to be with Jesus. I've kind of drifted in my relationship, but I want to reconnect. I need to reconnect with Jesus today. Or maybe you say, Pastor, I'm not sure if I've ever really had that connection and said yes to Jesus, to have him in my life, to say I'm going to follow him, to say I'm going to do it his way. If either of those are you, just slip up your hand. I want to pray with you right where you are today. Amen. 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 If that was you that slipped up your hand, I want you to say this prayer with me. And everybody that agrees with this prayer, you can say this with us. Jesus, thank you. Thank you for everything you've done for me. Thank you for dying on the cross. For giving me a second chance. For wiping away my sins. And giving me eternal life. Thank you. And I'm sorry for the times I sinned. The times I fell short. Jesus, I need your grace. I need your forgiveness. Give me a second chance today. I want to follow you. I want to live for you. Teach me how to do that. And give me the strength to do that. In Jesus' name. Everybody said?
Amen.
Come on, let's give God the praise today. Wow. I'm so thankful, and I'm thankful that my good friend Fernando is here in the house of God today. Had an accident this week or last week, and he got hit by a car, but he's in the house of God today. It's a miracle. That's a miracle.
I just want to say just one thing. What a great. You were on fire. Let me just ask this. David Santana, stand up just for 1 second. How many of you, Bill James, how many times have you ever greeted this man? What does he say every time? What does he say every time you ever meet? Now, I try to beat him to the point because now he's influenced me. What does he always say?
God bless.
Yeah. Giving thanks. Giving thanks.
God bless you real good.
Yes. Oh, you're talking about David. David says, God bless you real good. Yeah. Even in a text. Even in a text. David will hit you with it.
Now watch this. Where do you think Dave's going this week? He's going on a cruise with his hot wife. Okay, look. It is. But how in the world did this man get in this chair? We're over 20 years in relationship, right?
Yes,
okay,
sir.
Over 20 years. I know when things have been up, down, sideways, whatever. What does Pete say every time when you see? I go, Pete, how are you?
Giving thanks.
Yes, why is he here? Why is he speaking with such authority? Guys, develop some good habits. What do you say every time? Giving thanks. God bless you.
Real good.
Thanks again for listening. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. For more information or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. And remember, if God is with you, you will be undefeated.